Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. Oh, Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now, making dua in the court of Allah Azzawajal is a very important part of our lives, because whatever we need, we ask for. But how beautiful would it be if we knew the secret to having our du'as accepted in the court of Allah Azzawajal? We just lift our hands and we say what is, you know, comes into our mind, and we assume that the creator of the heavens and the earth will accept that. But Allah Azzawajal has taught us ways of ensuring the acceptance of du'as. Listen to this beautiful hadith mubarakah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala once said, du'a is suspended between the skies and the earth, and nothing of it ascends until you recite Durood-e Paak for Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why our scholars teach us that whenever you make du'a, start with reciting Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then end with Durood-e Paak upon Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason is, there's a little secret that I want you to understand today. Durood-e Paak is actually a dua in itself. It's a dua in the court of Allah azawajal to raise the ranks of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send salutations, send Durood as-Salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the intention that you're asking Allah ta'ala for a dua. What the scholars say is this: this is a dua which is going to be accepted in the court of Allah, there's no doubt. So if you sandwich your needs, your dua, your nek, jais, hajat, your, you know, permissible wants in the court of Allah between these two duas, then by the blessing of this Durood-e Paak, Allah will accept your supplications in His court. Salu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was passing by somewhere, and there was a bit of commotion. People were gathered around. And so he walked over, and there was a man on the ground. He had no arms, he had no legs, and he was blind as well. Yet that wasn't the reason that people were gathered around him. The reason that people were gathered around him, he was constantly saying, Ya Allah Tera Shukr. He was thanking Allah Azzawajal. He was being grateful in the court of Allah Azzawajal. The people could not believe it. Such a condition, and yet he was thanking Allah Azzawajal. Sayyidina Salman Farsi mentions that a person was on, hugely blessed with wealth. He was very wealthy, but slowly his wealth and his money started to disappear. He started to lose everything. And what happens when we start to lose everything? When we have the blessings of Allah Azzawajal, some of us will be grateful. Others will go on their own ways. The more wealthier we get, the more affluent we get, the more the blessings of Allah Azzawajal surround us. Unfortunately, our mind and our intellect starts to take us away from the deen. But this person, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says, was very special. Because the more calamities that struck him, the more he became grateful in the court of Allah. He started to thank and praise Allah even more. So once another wealthy person said to him, why are you thanking Allah? You spend your days and nights thanking, and yet, you know, your money, your wealth, and everything seems to be going downhill. And in reply, he said, I'm thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for the bounties He has given me, which I cannot even count, the treasures of the world that I have. He said, what do you have? You're losing all your money. He said, do you not observe your eyes, your tongue, your hands, and your feet? Allahu Akbar. All these are the blessings of Allah. Perishambir, today we are surrounded by the blessings of Allah. Our mind, our intellect takes us away from this. Why? Because what did the shaitan say? Surah Araf, verse 17. Then I will certainly come to them, from before them and from behind them, and from the right side and from the left side, and you shall not find most of them thankful. This is what he said in the court of Allah. And today, that is exactly our condition. If we look at the blessings of Allah, then we cannot count them. We take them for granted. The greatest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal is that there are billions and billions of animals on the earth. Again, Allah Azza wa Jal made us human beings. Isn't it a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that we were granted intellect? Isn't it a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that He made us recognize who our Creator is? And isn't it an amazing treasure from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that we are in the ummah of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You were born with intellect. This ability to think, many are not. When did you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this? You are born with a perfect body, hands that function. It takes millions of pounds for a computer to do this. And then after a few times it's done it, it has to be oiled and then reset. And yet look at the amazing creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. When was the last time we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal? You're born with the brain that is better than any computer in the world. You're born with these eyes, which are better than any camera in the world. In a split second, they can check distance, texture, color, and report back to the brain. Ears that can hear sound waves, decipher them, send the signal to the brain, and the brain can process it. Voice, hands, legs, feet, health, the body organs that we have. We don't even know how they function. We don't even realize that the blood that runs through our body goes for hundreds and thousands of miles. The heart beats thousands of times a day. And yet, our concept of gratefulness is related to the amount of money we make. Do you see how our life has become? The air we breathe, the lungs that allow us to absorb it, and then, leaving the body aside, parents, a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. The love and affection. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with children, brothers, sisters, relatives, house, car, hot water, food, the ability to eat, the ability to chew, the ability to digest, the beauty of the earth around you, the position of the sun and how it benefits you, the beauty of the earth, the oceans, the trees, the animals. At night, you rest. We come back to the ayat of the glorious Quran. Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Do you know if I walk down a street and somebody invites me into their home, it's raining, and they give me a cup of tea. Whenever I walk down that street again, I would always say, he's a very nice person. 3 years ago, I was walking down, it was raining hard, he called me and he gave me a cup of tea. I'll always be grateful to that person. You need any help? You let me know. And what the scholars write is if you were truly grateful for this, you've got this healthy body. You go and do other things. You go to the gym. You exercise. You go to work. You earn your living. Healthy body. You wanted to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. What did you do? You said, Ya Allah tera shukr, and that's it. Walked away. When it came for time for salah, when it was fajr time, then you weren't grateful. When it was Fajr, oh, it's 4 o'clock, I can't stay up now. My body needs sleep. Your body didn't need sleep when you were staying up all night watching movies. Your body didn't need sleep when the mates wanted to go out. When it's time for Fajr, now your body needs sleep. And then you say, I'm grateful in the court of Allah. How are you grateful if you've missed your Fajr? Don't deceive yourself. The scholar's right. This is deception of the shaitan. You know, like the ayah Mubarakah I read, where the shaitan said, I will make sure they're not grateful in your court. This is his deception. The person who doesn't read his Fajr, doesn't pray his Salah, is not grateful in the court of Allah. no matter what the shaitan tells him. Because the one fundamental obligation that was given to you, Allah gave you this healthy body, gave you health, gave you the ability to get up. You can get up for work at 4 o'clock, you can go and do your shift, but you can't get up for 5 minutes to pray Fajr Salah. You can get up and walk a mile and a half, 2 miles, some people walk to work in the morning. But they can't walk, come, get in the car and come to the masjid to pray in the first saf. Being grateful isn't just about lip service. Being grateful is about really accepting with the heart the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. Pyar Islambia, it's time to think. If we look at our pious predecessors, look at the greater Anbiya Ikram and the lessons that they left us, the tests they had. Look at the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Was he ever ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Whatever blessing he had, he sacrificed. When it came to his life, and Nimrud said, I'm going to throw you into the fire, he says, do what you want. I cannot stop preaching the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, when he had was blessed with a wife and a child, the test from Allah Azza wa Jal came. Take them on a long journey and leave them in a barren desert. We've seen nothing. We haven't had tests. But look at the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose footsteps we trace in these days of Hajj. He leaves Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha in a barren place. And Allah Azza wa Jal brings the spring of well, Zamzam to them, the well of Zamzam. Look at the test then. He comes back and there's a city there. But then the next test comes. You sacrifice that which is closest to you. Sacrifice your son. And he starts that. Now, I just want to pause there for a second. You've heard of the Qurbani, you've heard of the great test. But there were great lessons in this Piyar Islam that we've missed. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is asked to sacrifice his son. And he lays him down because that is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. It was a test for him. And when he was about to do it, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them. And a ram was brought from Jannah. And that became the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice. But let me ask you this. He was prepared to sacrifice his son for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Are you prepared to wake your son up for Fajr? That is the test. If you're saying I'm grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has given me children, given me a nice house, given me a good job. I put food on the table. I am grateful. If you are grateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, then at Fajr time, you should be waking your children up. And anybody who doesn't is lying to themselves. If you are praying Fajr, but your son is sleeping, and you say you're grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm sorry to break it to you, you are deceiving yourself. The shaitan is deceiving you. Because if you're truly, truly sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then there would be no be-namazi in your home. You know, Nigrani Shura Haji Imran At-Tari, Dhamad Barakat Mulaliyah says, we are very selective in what we do. So when your child is ungrateful to you, aapki nafarmani kare, when he's ungrateful to you, you give him his marching orders. When he disobeys you, you say, get out. But when he disobeys Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by doing the wrong thing or not praying, you turn a blind eye. That's not being grateful in the court of Allah azza wa jal. That is acquiescing. That is accepting. Rab ki nafarmani dekhke aapke dil mein kyun? Why isn't your heart crumbling? How dare you live in my house and miss Fajr? The two can't go together. Again, what do? We turn a blind eye. There is the problem. Piyar Islam Bayu, we need to be grateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever has the following two characteristics, Allah Azza wa Jal records him as a grateful and patient person. Whoever does not have them is not recorded as grateful or patient. The first of these characteristics is for the one to look at the one above him in religious matters and follow him in it, and look at the one below him in worldly matters and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the excellence he has granted him over that person. Such a person will be recorded as grateful and patient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second characteristic is the one who looks at the one below him in religious matters and looks at the one above him in worldly matters, and then grieves over being deprived. Allah Azza wa Jal does not record such a person as grateful or patient. Qurban jaye Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki wisdom and foresight pe ki this hadith mubarakah sums our life up to the total. When it comes to religious matters, you could see somebody praying tahajjud, it doesn't matter, man, there's all these people who are not. They don't pray tahajjud. Oh yeah, that's when they pray, and so what? Doesn't matter. I'll look at these. When it comes to worldly matters, you could have 99.9% of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the one you're missing that somebody else has got, you look at him. Aur apni zindagi ko azab kar lete. Pehle samjho, that is not being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me tell you the problem. You are number 9. You have been blessed with a house, a car, children, family, parents, good job. Alhamdulillah, we live in this country. It looks an easy life. Number 10, he lives in a mansion. You've just got a normal semi. He's driving a Ferrari. He's got a luxury lifestyle. So you look at him and you think, wow, yaar, mujhe kya mila? What have I got? He's the one who's got everything. I mean, look at my little car. You know, it's only a normal car. Look at his car. My house, 3-bedroom house. Look at his mansion. Look at his job. کرم تو اس پہ ہوا ہے نا, مجھے کیا ملا ہے, مجھے تو میرے رب نے کچھ دیا ہی نہیں. لیکن if he'd followed this حدیث مبارکہ and not looked that way, but looked at number 8, he was living in rented accommodation. Looked at number 7, he had no children. Looked at number 6, and he was ill. Looked at number 5, he was on the footpath. Looked at number 4, he was in unhealthy, living a life in hospital. All the way down, if he'd looked this way, every moment, he would have said, Ya Allah, tera shukra. Ya Allah, thank you. I've got a 3-bedroom house. Look at this guy. He's got nothing. I've got 2-3 children. Look at this guy. He's been asking for children all his life and Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't blessed him. Ya Allah, look at this guy. I've got parents who love me. Ye bachcha yateem hai. Ya Allah, look at this person. He's got nothing. And all your life you would spend, your head would be in prostration in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay, Malik, you've blessed me with so much. Yet, what do we do? We look at number 10 and ignore the other 8 that this side of us. It's time to wake up. How long are we going to spend our lives doing this? There is a little secret, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, to holding on to your blessings. And today I'm going to share that with you. Allah Azza wa Jal blesses us, but sometimes those blessings become a curse for us. They become a calamity for us. I've got misal deta hun. You've been blessed with children. Now there are some people who are blessed with children, they brought them up in an Islamic way, you know, Hafiz al-Quran banaya, sent them to the Jamia. Yeah, they've got worldly education as well, but made sure they prayed namaz from 7-8 years. They used to bring them to the masjid, and now they're older, mashallah, Dari Sharif, Imam Sharif, they're engineers and doctors and barristers, but at the same time, they are Muballighs of the Deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are, you know, the noor of the parents' eyes. That is a ni'mat. Somebody is grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But at the same time, you and I have both seen those parents who say, kaash tu paida hi na hua hota. He's involved in drugs, he's involved in gang fights, he's involved in all sorts, he's rebuking his parents. Koi tabiz nahi, masjid ka pata nahi, namaz ka pata, he doesn't know anything. And those same parents are saying, okay, I wish you were never born. Does that not happen? Why does that happen? Because we didn't appreciate that blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because we didn't appreciate the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we were blessed with a son, or blessed with a daughter, that blessing became a curse and a calamity for us. Hazrat Hasan Basri says, Allah Azza wa Jal allows people to enjoy his blessings until he wishes. But when the people become ungrateful, he turns the blessings into a calamity for them. Kitni baar hua hai? How many times? You make money, you think, great, I've made some money. That money becomes the bane of your life. Pehle sukoon tha. You know, Haji Sahib used to eat 3 rotiyan. Now that he's got money and business and this and that, roti ka bhi time nahi. Then, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, this is amazing, this hadith of Raqqa. Without doubt, blessings are related to thankfulness and gratitude. And gratitude is related to increase in blessings. And these are both directly related. Indeed, increase in blessings from Allah Azzawajal does not stop until gratitude from man does not stop. Ab yem, this is something, your eyes, dil ki takhti pe likhe, write it on your heart. Basically, the connection here is a very simple and direct one. You know, sometimes you have mathematical equations and chemical equations and you have to do this and this and this and this and eventually the result is this. Here, Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the door to the city of knowledge has opened it up for you. It's a very simple connection. You have the blessings of Allah Azzawajal, you be grateful. When you're grateful, the blessings will increase. When they increase, you be grateful. The blessings will then increase again. And beautifully, this cycle will carry on for your entire life. The scholars have written, one of the best ways to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is to give up sin. If you want to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, you're listening to this bihani, you're thinking, I want to be more grateful. When I go home, I'll thank Allah Azza wa Jal. I'll enter my house with dua. I'll read Kul Sharif, you know, Kul Huwallahu Ahad. I'll recite the Quran in my home. You know, I'll encourage my children to go. Listen to this. If you are grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, every moment of the day, Allah Azza wa Jal will not only protect your blessings, but Allah Azza wa Jal will increase them more than you can imagine. If you don't appreciate the blessings, then you will suffer. Today, we think it's all about money. Hamare zehen mein ek sawari ho gayi hai ki money, money, money. All we think about is the pounds. You know, if we miss an opportunity to read the Quran, we miss an opportunity to go to the masjid, or nazwala, we miss a salah, may Allah Azzawajal protect us all. Mentally, it doesn't stress us. We don't get depressed. We don't get upset. We don't think about it. Ke do teen din tak yaar meri namaz qaza kyun hui yaar, why did I, you know, doesn't happen. Or ye neki kyun chuti, why did I miss this opportunity to do a good deed? Doesn't happen. Lekin if we lose 10 pounds, where did I went here, I went there, where did I drop it? That's bandu se puchenge. Money isn't going to get you anywhere. There's one of the richest people in one country. He was being interviewed by a journalist. And he had an eye problem where his eyelid wouldn't open and close by itself. And the journalist said to him, have you ever wished for anything? You've got everything. You've got all this money. And he said, I wish that my eyelid was perfect. He said, because I can't open it. If I leave it open and I stick it back, water obviously forms on the eye. The eye can't really function properly and it gets dry. And then I have to put eye drops in. If I close it, obviously I can't see. So this has become the bane of my life. I might be the richest person in this country, but I would give all my wealth just for this eyelid to work properly. This is the money we chase. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with so much. The richest person in the world isn't the one who's got billions in the bank account. The richest person in the world is the one who is content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given him. Ya Allah, tera shukr hai. Har hal mein tera shukr hai. We thank you no matter what state we are in. Allahu Akbar. It's time to think. The shaitan, His mission is to make you ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. His mission is to make you sad. His mission is for you to ignore the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. But your mission in life is to spend your life being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your mission in life is to spend your life in obedience. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Abu Hassan, rahmatullah alayhi, says, mankind is immensely ungrateful. He counts his problems, but he forgets the bounties he has been given. Aaj, we've got 99.9% of the blessings that anybody could wish for you. We're in the top 1% of the top 1% of the world. Lekin jis se bhi mile na, when was the last time that somebody said, Ya Allah tera shukr hai. I'm grateful, I've got everything. You know, in the olden days, our buzurg, back home, you know, somebody asked him, Kya haal hai? They said, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with lots. They used to borrow each other's shoes. They had one pair of clothes. They had a little hut to live in. But whenever somebody asked them, they said, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, we've got 10 pairs of shoes, in 2 wardrobes full of clothes, driving fancy cars. And when somebody asks, We pull out a list of all the complaints we've got. That's what we do. Pyare Islam Begum, Kashki, we pulled out a list of all the blessings of Allah. There was a Buzurg Rahmatullah Alayh, and they weren't well. And there was a particular ailment to do with their hands or their legs or something. So somebody went to them, and they knew, you know, they went to kind of see them. And he said, you know, Hazrat, how are you? I've heard that you're not well and everything else. And the Buzurg Rahmatullah Alayh said, Alhamdulillah, my eyes are perfect. Alhamdulillah, my ears are perfect. Alhamdulillah, my tongue is still working. Alhamdulillah, I'm still breathing. Alhamdulillah, my hands are working perfect. And he went through all the a'za of the body that were working perfectly and did not mention the one problem that he had. What are we? We are completely the opposite. Personally, it's time to think about our life. You know, if you look at the lives of the people and how they're affected, they go through trials and tribulations. But one thing that can protect you from that, you know, as my shusay, these severe tribulations is gratefulness in the court of Allah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam once said, O Allah, how do I give thanks to you, as me giving thanks is also a bounty from yourself? And Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, replied, thankfulness is offered when you come to know that every bounty is from me, and remain content with this. That's how we need to spend our lives. Every moment we need to do shukr. Every moment we need to do sabr. You know, when somebody passes away, and we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What do we say? From Allah we come, and to Allah we shall return. That is not just for somebody who is, you know, when somebody passes away. It is a general statement whenever you have a difficulty. But it's a statement to remember, because it puts things into context. Peri-Islambia, today, we're throwing things out of context. Let me share with you a hadith of Mubarakah. The mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, says, the Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last, final and beautiful messenger of Allah azzawajal, entered the house and saw a piece of bread on the floor. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it up, wiped it, ate it, and said, O Aisha, show honor to good things, for if the blessings of this food depart from people, it never comes back. Meaning, if sustenance leaves a nation due to that ungratefulness, it will never return. Today, we've got financial problems at home. Don't blame the financial problems outside. Look at how much food is being wasted. Look at how ungrateful we are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at how we disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Because disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal is inviting calamity. It is ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The shaitan is happy in that household where subah sham rab ki nafarmani ho rahi hai. Day and night, people are being disobedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's buzzing. He's thinking, Fajr time, they're sleeping. Never read the Quran, despite their beloved Habib telling them that a house in which the Quran is not recited is like a deserted graveyard. Biran kabristan. So he's happy. Lekin Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah says, ki shaitan ke khilaf jang jari rahegi. We'll continue this fight against the shaitan. Fight against the shaitan isn't simply to listen to the bayan and go home. The fight against the shaitan is, okay, make sure there is nobody who misses salah in my household. The fight against the shaitan is that when you sit down to eat, sit in the sunnah way and read dua before and thank Allah after. The fight against shaitan is when you leave the home, read the dua for leaving the home. Leave with putting your trust in Allah. The fight with the shaitan is when you get on your conveyance, thank Allah. All day, pura din, read istighfar and thank Allah Azza wa Jal and repent in His court. That is true gratitude. The problem today is that when we get affluent, char paise aa gaye na, now I want to keep up with the other people. I've seen people, Pyare Islambia, and it's sad, who when they had a small house, you walked into the house, entrance mein ayatul kursi likhi thi. You walked in, a picture of Madinah Munawwara, picture of the Kaaba Sharif, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah, beautiful. They moved into a big mansion. I've seen this with my own eyes. They moved into the big mansion, and now suddenly it's figurines of horses and dolphins, and it's pictures of cottages. If he stayed poor, it would have been better for him. But the wealth has sent him. You know, as we increase, as the blessings of Allah increase, our worship should increase. Lekin hota kya ki Allah Taala ki neamatein jab bharti hai na, when Allah blesses us with more, instead of our nafli ibadat, you know, increasing, it comes down. Hamari namazein bhi qaza hona shuru ho jati. You know, if I was blessed with a property, an extra property, for example, I should have thought, right, from tomorrow morning now, Allah has blessed me with this, I'm going to pray at the Hajjat. From now, I'm going to pray at I've been blessed. But kya hota hai ki bichare jin, who's got the extra property, he's so proud and happy of it, the night before he's celebrating being disobedient to Allah, and the next morning he misses his Fajr. We don't recite the Quran. And above all else, if you want to be grateful in the court of Allah, don't hang around with the disobedient people. You know, hang around with these people whose mindset is only money, whose only mission in life is to gain more money, and you sit with these useless people, they will corrupt your mind. If you sit with them, you will never be grateful. They will never tell you, let's go read namaz, let's go sit in the masjid, let's do the zikr of Allah. No, all it will be is this financial deal, this stock, and this, you know, opportunity. But if you travel in the madni kaflas of Dawat Islami, Allahu Akbar, you will see every step of the way, alhamdulillah, the Islamic brothers from the Madni Kafla will try and instill in us gratefulness in the court of Allah. They'll ask us to think about the blessings of Allah. They'll ask us to, contemplate upon what Allah has given us. Pyare Islami, think about the zikr you're going to do. I'm going to do this zikr every day. I'm going to read so much Durood-e-Pak. Gosh, we could read 1200 Durood-e-Pak every day, you know. But minimum 313 if we can try. Then, recitation of the Quran. Ramzan gaya and the Quran gets wrapped up and it gets put in a high place. And it's probably still there and it's a shame. You know, so take out the glorious Quran, read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and gain the rewards. Then be nice to people. Look at Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Sira Mubarakah was such that it was like a magnet. It was attracting everybody. Even somebody who walked past the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to sacrifice themselves at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he was such a beautiful character. And yet, people run away from us. Why? Because we're always behaving like 10 men. You know, you go to the gym, yeah, and a lot of youngsters, they come back and then they try to flex their muscles on their brothers and sisters and parents. No, that's not why you went to the gym. Come on. Wake up. Be nice to people. Don't make people's life misery. Then a little tip. Try and get up for tahajjud. I know that fajr is early. Fajr time starts very early. It's even easier because I know people who what they do is pray isha and they'll have a 10-15 minute kip and then they'll get up for tahajjud as well. Try and do that. Try and pray at least your fajr and isha. If you can't pray all of them, try and make sure you come to the masjid for your fajr and your isha. Then try and give sadqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, and then above all else, there is one thing that I leave you with. And this is such a powerful tool, Pyare Islam, because we've spent our life being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just think about all the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that we've been given for as long as we can remember. All the acts of disobedience that we've done, despite that, Allah Azza wa Jalla is so compassionate and so merciful, He's never took anything away from us. He's even, you know, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so amazing here. Okay, you know, despite having all the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and despite disobeying Him, yeah, He doesn't even let others know what we're really like. He hides our sins. Can you imagine how much Allah Azza wa Jalla loves us? You know, I've got all His blessings, I'm disobeying Him, and yet the Creator of the heavens and the earth is protecting me and hiding my sins from everybody. This is why the last and final point that I want to make today is this. Repent. Return to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness for all the times that we've been ungrateful. And these 10 days, kasrat ke saath, astaghfar kare. Ask for forgiveness. Ya Allah, please forgive us for all the times we've been ungrateful. Please forgive us for all the disobedience in your court. And Ya Allah, give us the strength to thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
O Mubalik, for you, Shmaa.